So last we left off, we were talking about the placement of the menorah, of the Pesach Habayis. Is that preferred, or the chaloin at the window? So now, continuing in this topic in Halacha Ches, mitzvah lahanichem lamala mishlesha tfachim in a karko lamatim yasar tfachim. So the mitzvah is to place it in this area, this bracket between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim. 3 to 10 tefachim. Vim hinichem lamala miasara yatza. And if he places them higher than 10 tefachim, he's yotze. Avam hinichem lamala miasim amala yatza. But if it goes higher than 20 amas, which is about 37 feet high, he's not yotze. Mishem de lamala miasim amala shalteina. Because higher than 20 Amman, who could see it? Purpose is Pisumenius, it has to be seen, at least in a place that there could be Shaykh Pisumenius. So higher than 20 Amma, what would not be Yaitse? However, Misha Hudar Baliyah, Yachal Enicham Bachalain, a person who lives in an attic, he can place it by the window. Alpha Pisha Hugabor Lamala Miasarat Fachim, even though it's way higher than Asarat Fachim, the window. But if the window is higher than 20 amma from the ground floor, where people are, people can't see it. The passive buyers, those who are going in the Rishas Arabim, so he's not fafal on the gamre. Not like because he lives on the fourth floor somewhere, he can't be here to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So then, if you can't put it by the chalon, but the next best place to put it would be, like we said before, next to the Pesach Habayis. So in our discussion the last time we met, whether or not putting it at the Pesach Habayis would be preferred, putting it by the window. So we have another example of how this plays out. So the chatchila, it should be 3 to 10 tefachim by a window, which would be 3 to 10 tefachim, it would seem. It's hard to come by. Because 10 tefachim is only what? About 11 inches, according to the Chazon Ish, according to Rav Noah, Rav Chaim Noah, it's about 9 and somewhat inches. But that's where 3 tefachim begins until Asara tefachim, which is about 37 inches. So about 10 to 40 inches is about the place. That's not too high.
Basin or the lights?
So very good. So that's the discussion in footnote number 41. So he writes here, Shi'urim Eilun in Dodin, but if he goiva hashal heves shalaneir, slow if he goiva menair. So we speak about the shear of 3 tefachim to 10 tefachim fitting the menairah into that window, yeah, no pun intended. So it goes according to the flame. The flame should be within 3 to 10 tefachim. V'yeshe kasvu. So the beginning of the menorah should also be above 3 tefachim. In the way that if a person puts it on a stool, so then, as long as it's not one of these gigantic menorahs, he could possibly be able to fit the entire menorah in this space between 3 to 10 tefachim. The kasa she'asukein afilim ba'ifin say yehalav l'malam yitzvachim. And some even say, based on the Bach and the Pichadash, that it's best to put the base of the menorah within 3 to 10 tefachim, even though the menorah may be somewhat tall, that now the flame will be higher than 10 tefachim. So far we have two days, whether or not the flame should be within 3 to 10 tefachim, or is it preferred that the base of the menorah should be within 3 to 10, and even if the flame is going to be higher, but it would seem that if you have a menorah, which is the size where everything will fit into 3 to 10 tefachim, that would be the chatchila. Another day, v'yesh mitzadikim haminig shemanichim haminayra agabi hakarka, that those who even place the menorah on the floor, ki ha'ikar shalahav haneris yibin shlosha la'asara tefachim. So, before seeing this, one would say that, you know, come on, nobody puts the menorah on the floor, right? That's not a nice thing to do, put the menorah on the floor.
I saw that once.
Yeah?
By a Rebbe. Yeah, but there was a huge menorah.
Oh, so that's why. Yeah. Right.
Humongous.
Right. So, that's what he's saying here. Right. Right. So, here he's saying is that if you're putting it on the floor because you're trying to be Mekayim, that the flame should be within 3 to 10 tzvachim, so then that's not a design to the menorah to put on the floor. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah, because you want that the flame should be there. But in terms of your question, Steve, 3 to 10 tzvachim, is that referring to the Guf HaMenorah, or is that referring to the Lahav? So that's a machloket. Is the Iker follow the menorah where it begins, or the flame of the menorah between 3 to 10 tzvachim? So he adds in number 42, then it should be less than 10 tzvachim. Like you just said, Erez, lehidur mitzvah. Because a bigger menorah means a bigger hitter. Right? Hitter is a big concept by menorah befrat, mahadrin, mahadrin, min mahadrin. And those who say not to be so makbid on this shear of 3 to 10, as even he had said before, that if bifnim, meaning in the Kiddush HaKonach, but if it's higher than 10 tzvachim, it's certainly yotze, as long as it's not higher than 20 amma. So we'll be mavat there on the preferred shear of 10 tzvachim for a hitter mitzvah to have a nice, beautiful menorah, even though it's going to make it now higher than 10 tzvachim. The Yeshikas, when he adds, she'adar rabba mitzvasa lamalam yasar tzvachim ad yud ches. So really, the idea of 10 tzvachim, so there's a different shear other than 3 to 10, and that's from 10 to 18. Like we had said before. So when you consider the fact, this shaila, of whether or not you follow the menorah 3 to 10, or whether you follow the law 3 to 10. So if you hold that the menorah is 3 to 10, so then now there's a new shear called between 10 and 18. So if you have this gigantic menorah, like you said, like the Rebbe had, so then the law is going to be much higher than, but again, maybe we'll be mavater on even this preferred shear of 10 to 18 because of the inyan of hiddur, and there's a hiddur in using a more beautiful menorah.
Where does it get from 10 to 8? Where does that come from, that shear?
I don't know.
I never heard that.
Yeah. I don't know. What's interesting, though, is that when we speak about mehadrin by Ner Chanukah, the hiddur that the Gemara speaks about is in the amount of the neiros, either the amount of people lighting or the amount of neiros which are being lit. Now, where do we find, at least in the Gemara, that there's a hiddur in the menorah itself? Right? It doesn't say anywhere that if you have a more mahudu dika menorah, so that's not a din of the Gemara. That's a
but
din.
Maybe it falls in the category of Zekili
Van Veyu. Oh, so that's Zekili Van Veyu. Very good. So that's a Zekili Van Veyu issue. But what he's saying here is somewhat of a chiddush, and that is that if you want to have a giant, beautiful menorah, so which would be b'chara beged Zekili Van Veyu at the least, right? That may even override the din of 3 to 10 tfachim or 10 to 18 tfachim. But that's not Dina de Gemara in the sense that in the Sugya de Chanukah, maybe that may be a Zakir de Vendeyu Sugya, which is a Shah Sugya, but not specific to the Ner Chanukah itself, because we only find Mahajah by Ner Chanukah until the amount of candles, which is interesting to know. Okay, so let's move on, not in the Kitzur, but in the footnote. We had said before that if a person lives in an aliyah, if he lives in an attic, so as long as the or in the tall building, as long as his window is not higher than Esrim Amma, which again is about 40 feet or so, so then he's going to be okay lighting by the window. But if it's going to be higher than ground floor where people are, Esrim Amma, so then he should light by the doorpost. By the doorpost. So take a look at number 45. So what do you do in these giant buildings? Bismanina Babinyan Rav Kaima Shay Spisivasa Oibinyanim. So in areas where there are, like in Borough Park or Williamsburg especially, in Yerushalayim, where there are buildings which are next to each other, so he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, from Nissen Karlitz, that if you're higher than Esrim Amma, where your floor is, you're on the fifth floor, so then you're out of range. And so then you should be lighting by the Pesach Habayis, and we'll see momentarily what to do in a complex where there are many apartments, maybe you can light even at the front door, which is common in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see momentarily. So the Shevet HaLevi says, no, that if so we consider Shus HaRabim to be other people, so it could be that the people who are walking on ground floor, it's higher than them, Esrim Amma, but the people across from that building, there it's leveled with you. So they are now your Pesumei Nisa. They are in the range of Pesumei Nisa, and for them, it's not called Esumama. It's not higher than Esumama.
Here's the problem. Remember last time we said some people do it by the window, some people do it across from the mezuzah, right, by the entrance.
Yeah.
So the people who are doing it at the entrance across to the mezuzah, what do you care how tall the building is?
No, you're right.
You can be on the ground floor. There's, right?
Right. So that's
only for Bnei Beiso.
Correct. So that became a shaila. That's a general shaila.
So does it matter that you're above 20 feet, 20 amas?
So if you hold that the preferred mode of lighting is by the chalon,
right,
then it becomes an issue. But you're right. If you're always lighting by the Pesach HaBayis, it really doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
It would perhaps make a difference. If you had a chalon next to a Pesach HaBayis, which is within 3 to 10 tefachim, then you may be like a lichat chilichai, but that's not common. So you're right. We're talking about if your preferred place of lighting is by the chalon, this halacha would apply. But that's the halacha. The mahalacha of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was that the chalon comes before the Pesach HaBayis, going back to last year, and that was really Rav Moshe's pshat as well. We saw in the footnote there were tzaddikim, but chassidim especially, that they prefer to lay Pesach HaBayis. So then again, you're right.
Yeah.
This is not a discussion b'chlal.
Even today, the chassidim do Pesach HaBayis.
Correct. Yeah. So, most chassidim. Yeah.
So you still yotze the pirsumei nisa lebnei beiso.
Lebnei beiso. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But let's see, what does it mean, Pesach HaBayis, here by a high riser? Is it the lobby or is it by his door?
So we're going to see that in a moment. We're going to see that in one moment. So, that's what Rav Ozner had said, that because there are people who are across from you, and also Bnei Beiso, it's a Ksat Heker L'Rishas Rabim, so you can light by the window even if you're higher than a Simama. But he says, at the end, L'Chatchilu, you should be Malik by the Pesach HaBayis, that's just a Smach, but Pesach HaBayis may be even preferred. So now, let's see number 47. Okay? Number 47.
It seems like the window is only because we do that now. Like Pesach HaBayis is always the ideal way. I mean, not always. I'm saying from the beginning it was the ideal way. Then you start in the chalon because of the Pesumei Nisa issue. But if it's no longer Pesumei Nisa issue, then there's no reason to even lie in the chalon. So go back to the way it was. That's what it seems here. It seems like since you're not, you're not lighting the chalon in order for your household. You're lighting the chalon because of the
polo. So here's the shaila. Yeah. So the ikar takana was to light at the Pesach HaBayis, but so that it could be shown to the Bnei Rishon Sarabim, right? So there was a makom. There was the matam esar tvachem at the Pesach HaBayis. So now that we don't light the Pesach HaBayis anymore, because we've moved things inside, so now, which is ikar? Is the ikar the fact that it was outside, or was the ikar the fact that it was at that makom, at the Pesach, at Adelis HaBayis, l'mata me'asar ha'tfachem? So which is the l'chachila, which is the tafa? So if you're lighting it by the chalon, you hold that the fact that it was outside was the ikar. If you're still lighting at the Pesach of some type of Adelis, then you hold, no, that the makom itself of being at the Pesach Adelis, that's the preferred. In which case, now you're going to just say that they go with that because the Ikar Pesumei Nisa is Lemnei Beiso, it's Nami Bachutz. So, really, there was two components simultaneously, and now that you have to move inside and you lost it, so do you still say try to get outside as best as you can by putting it by the window? Or do you say no, that the Ikar is, that the makom is the makom?
But with the mezuzah and the delis and all that, like, you know, one side is surrounded by, is that... That was before the chalon.
Yeah.
So that should override.
So that, again, that's the shaila. The shaila is that the main thing is that you should put it in a way that the passerby should be seen to the outside. So that means they put it by the Pesach of the bias. Now the Gemara questions where at the Pesach of the bias. Should it be on the right side or the left side? So the Gemara concludes, put on the left side so it could be opposite the mezuzah. Right? But that could only be that according to the Dina de Gemara that you're lighting in a way that it's showing to the outside. But once you have to give up something, what are you going to hold on to? What are you going to give up? So those who say lighting by the chalon is preferred, they say, we're not going to give up on showing it to the outside. That's the main thing. It's a halakha which has to be pursuing nisa for the rishos harabim. We're going to hold on to that. And by the way, there are those who say that even if you are putting it by your window, it should even be on towards the left side of the window, because you should at least find a way to be mekayim that near Chanukah Mismo. even though there's no mezuzah being in, it could be that there's a din near Chanukah mismol, even by the window. So if you're lighting at your window and it's a big window, even if it's not a big window, if you could position your menorah at the tzad small, you're mekayim on some level near Chanukah mismol. Interesting to know. As I say,
small of the house, not your small, right? Your right.
Correct.
Is the,
yeah. Right. 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 Exactly.
Your right is the left of the house.
Yeah, because the mezuzah is on the right
side.
Yeah. So take a look at number 47. We're going to have to go to 35 in a second to really understand this 47. V'chin hador b'binyan rav komos v'nichena b'pesach b'itzel itzel cheder hamadregos. Okay, so if you are living in an apartment complex and you want to put it at the Pesach Habayis, so you should put it by the door, which is by where the staircases are.
Yeah.
The staircases. Well, Adas Hagriz Mi Brisk, the Biskarov, the Le'el, who we quoted earlier in 35, Gam Hagar B'binyan Rav Komos Yalik B'Pesach HaKnisa L'Cheder HaMadrigos. You should put it at the place where you enter into the Cheder HaMadrigos. V'im Yesh Chatzer HaMakif Asa B'Binyan Yalik B'Pesach HaChatzer. You should light it at the Pesach of the Chatzer. Let's go to 35 for a second just to help us understand. So it said before that we should place Medina de Gemara, the menorah, at the Pesach Habayis, which is Samach to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. V'im Yesh Chatzer Lifnei Habayis. See number 35 down low. V'im Yesh Chatzer Lifnei Habayis. Let's say you have a front yard. Manicha Pesach HaChatzer. That's the Shulchan Aruch, right? Now, ubizmaneinu she'ina chatzeris mi'odin l'shimushim pratim k'bizman chazal. It used to be back in the day that a chatzer meant a place where you did all of your activities. It wasn't just a gun. It wasn't just a swing set wasn't there. You did all of your activities. There was no room in the house for you to do your laundry or other things. So your chatzah was a place where you did your shimush. But today, we don't have yards like that. We have the times of chazah. As he brings in the brackets. It's just a place for people to cut through or for kids to play. So the din of the Shulchan Aruch, lighting at the Pesach HaChatzer, because it's closest to the Rosh Hashanah, it's really Machlok as Rashi Toso, it's whether you light at the Pesach HaChatzer, Pesach HaBayis. So Shulchan Aruch is Pesach HaChatzer. But the Chazon Ish says, the Chatzer that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is no Shaiches to our Chatzer. We don't have a din Chatzer that the Shulchan Aruch has. So it should be at the Pesach HaBayis, which leads to the Chatzer. That's what the Chazon Ish said. And only if it could be seen, the people passing by. But if it can't be seen, so then go back to the Chalon. That's what he brings from the Chazon Ish. So the Biskarov, doesn't totally in the shame Chatzer, what they use Chatzer for. The fact is that it's the place which is closest to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so that's where you should put it. So this is a very fundamental machlokas, Chazon Ish and the Biskarov, very much halacha l'maaseh for those who are lighting outside in Eretz Yisrael, in the event that you do have some type of a front yard, would you light it at the Pesach HaBayis, or would you light it at the Pesach of your Chatzah? Right? In Chatzah, it's really not Sanogeh.
They're going to have a lot of menorahs over there by the Pesach HaChatzah.
Oh, so
you're not going to know.
Exactly. So that's why it's very interesting that many places in Yerushalayim, that you go into the, as soon as you walk into, so then you see that all these types of, all these menorahs, and nobody's lighting, not lighting by the Pesach HaBayis, it's by their doors. If I'm just lighting it at the Cheder HaMadregos, right? So coming back to number 47.
Then how does that whole mezuzah Indian play into, it doesn't, how do they?
There's a mezuzah
into by the lobby, yeah? By the lobby.
No, in the Chatzah.
If you're lighting in the outside chatzah, yes, in a hanami. If you don't have, it wouldn't be there. Yeah, it wouldn't taka be there. But for the most part, they're lighting at the when you enter into that
lobby,
into the lobby area. That's where you're gonna find all the menorahs. They're lighting there. Yeah, so that's machlok the Chazon Ish and the Biskarov. You don't really have to finish that number 47. 28. Okay. So should we do? Let's do. Maybe we'll save Yod for, I don't know, next year. I guess Hanukkah's almost over. Go back into Yod Sidaim. Because Yod is a longer.
Oh, it's a big one.
It's a big one. Okay, so we'll have to save him. So we'll get some Chassidus. Okay.